Good morning, beautiful people. 29th September, Wednesday, 2021. What a couple of years it's been, hey? For those who are listening for the first time, my name's Neil Pascoe, also known as Nate Max. I'm a thought pioneer and visionary of human potential. I've been in the natural health game for nearly 14 years in water filtration and structured water for over 10 years now. I've been a frontline activist for over 10 years, running many of the major protests around Australia, online, geopolitical. I run global retreats, seminars, presentations, YouTubes, podcasts, mentor kids, mentor adults. I've done a lot of healing work, a lot of ceremony. And my main gift is being able to see how things are put together, the pieces of the puzzle, how they coincide and connect together. And I'm here basically just to spread some information out there, information that's beneficial for humans to get well, physically, spiritually, and mentally, to ignite that fire and that flame in people's minds and their hearts to think. So not only think outside the box that they currently perceive the world in, but get rid of the box altogether. A larger box isn't enough right now. Now, what we're going through is the world's biggest awakening ever in human history. It's the fall of Babylon. It's the breaking down of the old so we can birth something new. The interesting thing is I've seen a lot of so-called spiritual people and deeply connected humans to God and to Creator and to all these things just faltering. Everyone does really well when their lives are easy, when they've got their routine down pat and they know where they buy their food from and they've got their money and their job and they do their meditation or their training session or whatever it is. But what I see a lot of my clients and people I work with, especially healers and inspiring mentors and life coaches, that life coaches come to me to be coached, and I have a few mentors that coach me as well. Mentors need mentors. But I talk to these people, and I do it for free for most people because they just need so much help right now. It's good to give back, you know, it's good to keep that balance. But I'll ask just a few questions, and the person's about to fall apart. I scratch by the surface, and they're just keeping it together, you know. And that's a common theme. Because we've been hindered, we've been tricked, we've been lied to, we've been coerced, we've been poisoned, we've been given false history. We're working in a slavery system. The banking system is a debt system. The medical system is nothing short of a depopulation system. Not a single product in the pharmaceutical industry does not have a whole list of side effects. Not one single product in the pharmaceutical industry is not toxic or does not have side effects. Not one. But it's supposed to make you get well. Interesting. Our military is basically, obviously now, we're seeing being turned on the people. They've been overseas fighting fake wars and cultivating the heroin in different countries and invading other countries and destabilizing them. The long arm of the New World Order is unfortunately a lot of our military. And the list goes on. The poisons in our food, the GMOs, the pesticides, the artificial flavors and colors, all the numbers, the sweeteners, the food pyramid being upside down. Not even remotely close to how human beings should live with this food paradigm, the way we eat. There's no talk of fasting, there's no talk of detoxing. It's just eat three meals a day. Your cereal for breakfast, and toast, and bacon and eggs, and whatever you eat for lunch, and whatever you eat for dinner. No thought, no money, no education around actual healthiness, actual sovereign health, your blood type, your genetics, your codes. Teaching people how to muscle test so they can actually just work out what they need at that moment in time. Very simple, right? When you give someone the power to muscle test themselves with bioenergetic feedback from the body, telling you exactly in that moment what supplements, products, and foods you need to eat and how much. And I'll talk more about that later. Kinesiology, and I know a really good person who runs a protocol called Universal Kinetics, which is like kinesiology on steroids, basically. Then we have our drinking water. 580 known industrial waste contaminants known in our drinking water. Now the question is, how did they get in there? How did 580 industrial waste contaminants end up in our drinking water? It wasn't in there to start with. It's not just sitting in our dams. It's not from the runoff. You know, we have some contaminants and things, yep, from the runoff, you know, from houses and things and all that, and it collects in the dams. But how did 580 known, and what about the other hundreds that are not known, that we can't even test for? Plus all the nanotechnology and things like that. It just goes on. How's it getting in there? It's being put in there. The fluoridation of our municipal town water, which is the dulling down and the poisoning off of human beings. 47 studies and a bunch of Harvard studies showing that fluoride, just one of the contaminants, which is actually a whole bunch of contaminants which they call fluoride, it's just industrial waste. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is one of them, but it's basically, when they buy this fluoride, they get it from China. China gets rid of their waste problem. It comes from the nuclear radiation, fertilizer, and aluminium industries. It's so toxic, you can't get rid of it. You can't pour it in the ocean. You can't bury it. It just destroys everything. So what do? We buy it off them and we pour it in our drinking water. And what's that do? It lowers the IQ. It lowers the testosterone of men. It supercharges all diseases. It bioaccumulates in the bones and causes osteoporosis and bones diseases and early onset Parkinson's and dementia, Alzheimer's, all heavy metal related, and these things are all heavy metals. Is our Western medical system talking about heavy metals and detoxing heavy metals? I don't think so. Couldn't do that. One of the CEOs from one of the big pharmaceutical industries only about 5 years ago said, look, a healthy population is not a good business model. He openly stated it, you know. And if I was a money-hungry piece of shit, I'd do the same. I'd be like, whatever, fuck it. All these bottom feeders are just customers. And these people are grown up in very powerful families with no connection to spirit, to God, to Mother Earth, to love, to themselves. They've just grown up in a materialistic household with inherently evil parents. So they're just doing what they know best. And until we hold them accountable individually, it's going to continue. I hear a lot of people saying, like, when this is over, I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to get a piece of land, grow vegetables and all that. Like, that's not what's going to happen, guys. This whole paradigm is about everyone waking the fuck up and taking action. Not going off and growing vegetables in their garden and just pulling away from society and think it's going to get better. This is when you fight. This is when all the people, the middle class, the awake, the not awake, the asleep, the religious, the non-religious. This is when everyone bands together and we all go, oh, shit, we could have done this years ago. We could have turned this planet around years ago, but everyone was too busy being selfish, chasing money, trying to afford a house, keeping the head above water, looking after kids, drugs, alcohol, football, parties on the weekend, traveling, all these people who want to be actors and stuff. Fucking grow up, you know? I'm gonna fix the world first, guys. And what needed to happen was a whole bunch of people needed to lose what they were holding on to dearly. Loved ones, their money, their jobs, their mortgage, their house, their freedom, their right to travel. Their right to go to the pub and just hang out. All of it. That needed to happen to wake people up because people were waking up and not fast enough. And the last 5 years, we've seen a huge awakening. And that's why the other forces have ramped up their attempts at blocking everything We've got the Hadron Collider CERN, which is there, plodding away, trying to rip a hole in the dimensional field so they can bring through Baal from the higher dimensions. Just like what they did back in Atlantis and Lemuria, playing with black matter, the scientists were just repeating the same story over and over again in a different timeline. Exactly what we did last time. Destroy the Earth with technology. And what else has been given to us which is not true? Our history, his story. Whose story is it? It's only about 400 years old, as far as I can compute. I don't think we've been here very long. That's why we're all walking around with amnesia, because we were reseeded here not long ago. And now we're once again trying to pick up the pieces of the puzzle. We're back on Earth. We're walking around. Oh, there's a pyramid. How'd that fucking get there? Oh, look at those remains of giant trees. Oh my goodness. Oh, look at these rock paintings. Oh, look at these pyramids. Oh, it looks like we had free energy only 250 years ago. That's weird. Why are we still using coal? Ah, well, let's just put up heaps of phone towers. Let's destroy nature. Let's put nature and human beings second. Let's focus on the economy and jobs. Let's give the corporations the number one seat on this planet. Let them do what they want. Let's not realize that we are multidimensional human beings with strands of DNA that need to be activated, where we can cultivate our chi energy, raise the internal frequency, and then change the reality of this earth because we're co-creative beings. We know that. Let's not do that. Let's just get caught up in the 3D politics. COVID, COVID, COVID. All these unelected, ugly, unhealthy leaders, so-called leaders, they're not leaders, they're just puppets that we didn't elect, that we don't like, that we don't want there. And if we had a way of having a vote tomorrow, we'd vote them all out. The whole country would vote out the entire government. That's where we're at. Almost every country around the world would vote out their entire government and they would replace it. And let me tell you, if we did that, we would have a much better world in a very short period of time. Yes, there's certain aspects of our lives that we'll need to find out the processes and protocols to make it run smoothly, but it wouldn't take long. We've got a lot of smart human beings living on the planet right now. A lot of people who want a healthy, beautiful world where we look after the oceans, the rivers, the forests, and we put nature first. That's a common theme. Once you wake up and stop being selfish in your life, you realize that what you actually want is community, family, good food, healthy planet, healthy kids, good leaders. It's not rocket science. I mean, really, it's really not rocket science, is it? But we've been conditioned for so long to think that the world we're living in is normal. So what's happening now is people are realizing that they're actually going sane in an insane world. Nothing's actually changed. Just the veil is getting thinner for people. People are just noticing things more now. The evil's always been here. The fuckery, the corruption, the pedophilia, the fake wars, the false flag attacks. That's all been going on. We've had 50 false flag attacks in the last 5 years. One after the other. Paris, New Zealand, here, there, everywhere. Just so many false flag attacks. And this is the biggest one that's ever played out. Everyone has, this is the biggest false flag attack that's ever been perpetuated on Earth, even bigger than 9/11. And 9/11 was monstrous. But this is a much easier false flag attack because you just use the mainstream news with fear and coercion. And every time you need to create the next pandemic, you just basically ramp up the mainstream news lies. And you use bodgy science and get paid doctors to go on there and talk garbage and then make some videos of people dying and then hide and fudge the real figures, which is that less people have been dying in the last 2 years than the last five combined. Pandemic. It's a pandemic of stupidity. It's a pandemic of fear. And ultimately, this is a global planetary IQ test. You're in Earth school. Did you forget? You signed in to be here. You decided you wanted to come and incarnate on Earth, which is a tough planet. It's not an easy journey. But this is where you get your stripes and badges. You're being watched at all times. You're judging yourself, ultimately. This is about your evolution. Did you forget, or did you get caught up in the matrix? Trying to be cool, trying to be sexy, trying to be fit, getting money, trying to fit in with people you don't care about anyway. That's always a good waste of time and energy, isn't it? Trying to get acknowledgement from people that don't care about you, and you ultimately don't care about them, but wasting half your life and your energy and your life force doing that. Rather than going inwards, cultivating your chi, raising your internal frequency, which is going to direct you into a much more cushier path of transformation when you leave this plane. Are you ready for death? Let me ask you that. Are you ready to die? Do you know how to die? Do you know what you need to do when you die? Do you know where you're going when you die? Or are you just going to work it out 5 minutes before you're about to pass through? Are you going to look back on your life and have a pocket full of regrets? Because ultimately, when you get older, all the money and all that shit, it means nothing. That's why people start having regrets when they're older. They have a pocket full of regrets. Why didn't I tell that woman that I loved her? Why didn't I just open my heart and just try with that beautiful person? Why was I so close-hearted? Why did I not listen? Why did I not show up to that party that time when such and such was there and this was going to happen? I stayed home. Why do we do these things? Why do we self-sabotage? Why do we create these scenarios? We're supposed to be traumatized for one. And we're acting and operating through our pain body, through our fear body, which is the fake reality that our mind creates for ourselves, not our highest potential. Our highest potential is unlimitedness. It's doing whatever you want, whenever you want, at all times, and knowing that you're supported, knowing that you're in divine flow, having faith. Creating a reality with your mind, and then only a short period later, living it out. That's true co-creation. Understanding that your mind, your pineal gland, your pituitary gland, your heart energy, your heart coherence, that all these things are connected to the universal ether. And the person with the most precise, profound image, who has faith and understanding behind it, will create their reality. They will keep creating their reality because not many other people are co-creating their own. They're focusing on the news and the fear, and that's the reality they're creating. And their external experience is directly connected to their internal frequency. People's external experience is directly connected to their internal frequency. And on a physical level, you are what you think, what you eat, what you breathe, and most importantly, you are what you think while you eat. Putting that energy into your food, into your water each day. What are you thinking about when you're eating your food? Is your mind wandering off and thinking about all negative shit? What are you thinking about when you're drinking? Thank you, this beautiful water. You're blessing the water and allowing it to heal your body, or you're just scoffing it down and the water's actually not doing anything. A lot of people drink a lot of water, but they're not even hydrated. It's because they're not drinking their water sacredly. They're not chewing their food. They're not appreciating their food. They're not loving their food. They're not thanking the creative energy for the food that we have here. Thank you for this food. Thank you for this moment right now. I know from being a high achiever that a lot of times we're in the future. We're constantly in the future because we want to keep creating and bringing new things in. But we've got to be present. And one of the hardest things for people to do these days is to be present. And that's partly to do with the mobile phones and the instant gratification we receive from alerts and messages and phone calls. At all times, you're accessible now. Where before, we used to maybe make a phone call on the home phone to our friends, and if they didn't answer, we'd leave a message on the answering machine. We'll go riding on our push bikes. Oh, Nick's not home. I'll keep riding past Joe's house. Nope, Joe's not home. Okay, keep riding. Oh, no bikes at Trevor's house. I'll drive down the main street. Oh, there they are. There's their bikes. They're in the park with Antonio. That was it. The rest of the day was planned out. You were going to play and sing and dance and create and ride push bikes and be in nature and get fit and move your body and move your mind. Flexible body, flexible mind. Now, we literally carry around a radiation-emitting device in our pockets, a phone tower. It is literally a phone tower, not quite as powerful as the big ones, but hey, it's very close to us. So you've got to understand, These phone towers, yes, they're fucking us, but they're sending the phone reception to your phone. Other phones are using your phone to bounce off their reception to get to the phone tower. So the closer you live to a phone tower, other mobile phones are bouncing their reception off yours and back to the tower. So you're getting nuked 5, 10, 50 times more than someone who's further away. But someone who's really far away, and you got very low reception, your phone is putting the phone on full power to try and receive as much reception as it can. So we're ultimately holding something that's poisoning and destroying our body. It's keeping us in fight or flight mode, not only because of the constant interactions that's going on, the constant messages and like all day long, you have 5 seconds to yourself and you get a message, and then you're pulled back out of being in flow and you're looking at your phone. We've got to go airplane mode, guys. We've got to go airplane mode. We need to fucking turn our phones off or revert back to non-smartphones or delete the apps. So not only that, but your body is in fight or flight mode because of the radiation, of the frequency the phone's emitting. It's basically putting your body into fight or flight mode like you've had a coffee. That's why when people go on holidays and there's no phone reception, they just fall asleep. A lot of people come meet me in my bus. We go traveling together or we go somewhere relaxing and they just fall asleep because they haven't had a chance to relax for a long time, and they don't realize they've been on the hamster wheel for years, and the phones have just exacerbated every part of that. Phones are a major problem. You want to stop phone towers going up? Stop using your phone. Put your phone in the bin. Stop using them. But they're so convenient, aren't they? And that's how they get us. That's how this system gets us. They're not actually doing anything to us. We're ultimately doing it to ourselves. You have the choice not to drink the water. You have the choice to do research and knowledge and do deep esoteric work on the non-physical realm. Connect with the universal ether and other beings and find out what's happening. But people don't want to sit there quietly with their eyes closed and breathe. They want to play on their phone. People don't want to lay on the ground and do some yoga. They'd rather sit there with their phone in their hand and watch something. It's great. You're learning. It's good. Sometimes. The mental stimulation, the ego loves learning. The ego doesn't like sit there being quiet, listening to itself churn out these stories and talking all the time. That's tough. And the heavy metals make that worse. The unbalanced stomach bone makes that worse. People who are mineral deficient, it makes that worse again. Then we become addicted to the screens, to the flicker rate, to the frequencies, because the frequencies match with the metals that are in our bodies, and we become an antenna. An antenna for low vibrational frequencies, and we can be accessed through not only black magic, but through technology wrapped in black magic, which is basically what phone reception is. It's an entity, it's an energy, and it has many different facets. And we're talking about literally black magic, non-physical beings, and technology all connected together. And that's the AI God, that is nanotechnology, and that is entities and spirits which are hooking in through these holes in our auric field, in our minds, and the connection we have now with this artificial substances that are in our bodies, from the geoengineering, from the vaccines, the food. Every part of our lives has been poisoned. And now it's time to unpoison our bodies. It's time to relearn everything we thought we knew, to empty our cup, to get the toxins and metals out, get the body working, get the body moving and flexible. Start walking around barefoot, getting into the sun, getting all of your body into the sun, putting coconut oil or something on your body, on your dick, your balls, your boobs, your bum, everywhere. Every part of your body should be getting sun, especially your genitals. Very, very important. Very, very important to get sun everywhere. Very important to be walking barefoot every day, to be stretching, to be moving, to be singing, dancing, being creative, to be writing, to be climbing. You need to be moving your body like a kid, climbing trees and jumping around, not letting it get stiff, not letting it get acidified, not letting it get inflamed. The less you move, the less you'll be able to move. If something's not moving, it's either dead or dying. Very simple. If something's not moving, it's either dead or dying. And that goes for your physical body, your spiritual body. If you're energetically blocked, you have no space to bring in new circumstances and new experiences into your life. You'll be energetically blocked with your old partners and ex-girlfriends because your energies are sitting there. So you're not going to bring in the new queen or the new king. You're just going to bring in half yeses. the ones that are okay, but you're not completely in, which is energetically not good for you either. You're just going to be more blocked and more confused. So it's about clearing. It's about moving. Digestion. If you're not going to the toilet 3 times a day, you're backed up. Start doing coffee enemas. Get that moving. Everything is connected. The way you walk, the way you breathe, the way you eat, the way you train, the way you think. Everything's connected. So if you've got all parts of your life doing really well, but you have 2 parts that you suck at, that's what you need to work on. And I'm talking on all levels in your life. I mean, a lot of people can reverse park a car when it comes to parking into the right. But when they have to park on the right-hand side of the road and back in, some of those roads that are one-way roads that you have to park on the right and reverse park in on your right-hand side, people can't do it. You should be able to reverse park a car on both sides. You should be able to throw a tennis ball with both hands. You should be able to do everything left and right-handed. You should be writing with both pens, both hands, a pen in both hands. Why wouldn't you? Why would you not balance the other side of your brain? Everything that you do on one side of your body, you should be able to do on the other side of your body. This is the type of balance I'm talking about. Universal balance on all levels. Simple things. Sometimes the simplest things create the biggest shifts in our lives. And that could be as simple as literally going to your garage, which has been a mess for 5 years, opening all the windows, all the blinds, the doors, airing it out, and start chucking out all the shit you don't need. Putting it out the front of your house and getting rid of it. Anything that you haven't been using, sell it, get rid of it, throw it out, and clear that space. And watch how much energy that creates. You might think you might need a spiritual clearing. You might just need to clean your garage and your house, brush your teeth, and go to the gym. Sometimes it's the simplest things that create the biggest shifts in our lives. Anyway, I'm going live from North Stradey Island. It's been a beautiful journey over here. I had some beautiful friends come over. We had a ceremony the other night. We did some tobacco medicine. I served a whole bunch of new friends some tobacco medicine, which is a sacred tobacco from the jungle that gets actually blown up your nose. And it's shocking. It's actually shocking at the start. It's painful and it's shocking. And then this beautiful energy wells up from your feet, comes through your body, and it's very hard to explain, but it's beautiful. And people cry, they purge, they sing, and they have massive shifts. And what it's doing, it's unblocking energy, block stuck energy in your body. It removes entities and it clears you and gets you connected with spirit. It's a ceremony within the ceremony, which is life. Life is the real ceremony. This right now, every minute is the actual ceremony. And when we partake in ceremony like plant medicine, we're actually having a break from ceremony to go inwards to remind ourselves that life is the actual ceremony. So we had a beautiful rapé session, rapacita at Stradbroke, and the energy felt very clear after on this really nice property over here. And it's an interesting place. It's a beautiful place, but it's lost as well. It's got a lot of politics going on around land title and the mob here. Like everywhere, a lot of mob got roped into land title thinking it was going to be a good thing, which is really just a disaster to allow developers and corrupt people to get closer to the indigenous to then work deals with them. So then you have basically a couple of really rich people and then you have a bunch of poor people again. So one of these things that's been going on, but this place has a lot of potential and I really love it here. I'm just working out where the next phase is going to be. It's very hard to plan at the moment, isn't it? Oh, when's the next lockdown coming? Oh, the Emergency Act is lapsing on the 27th, so they're gonna do a whole bunch of fake cases because the football's finished, the AFL's finished, so now we'll lock down Queensland. You just can't make this shit up. It's so blatantly obvious for all the people to see to wake up themselves. To wake the fuck up themselves. And this all ends when everyone just says no. Just no. We've got vaccine passports. No, I'm not doing that. Fuck off. The next person comes in, I'm not doing that either. The next person comes in the shop, I'm not doing that. And it's just, okay, let's fucking forget it. And it's actually done. And the people we need to focus on, the people we need to really focus on are the police and these fucking COVID police, these Stalin Nazi fucking Stasi fucking shitbags. That's a real problem. Someone who would take a job to go around to implement communism on other people, that's a fucking low, low fucking scumbag human. About as scummy as the doctors and the people that work in the pharmaceutical industry. The ones who work in the chemists and the pharmacies, fucking scumbags. Getting paid to poison off people, the unknowing. You know, the people who don't get it. Fucking scumbags. And the police, guys, just protect the peace, man. That's it. Just protect the peace, that's it. Don't protect the corporations and the narrative and support communism. Just protect the peace, that's it. If someone's not doing anything wrong, just let them fucking go. And I mean morally wrong. Someone's walking their dog in the middle of the park without a mask. Fucking leave them alone, would ya? Just fucking ignore it. Just ignore it. Continue on until you find someone who's doing something you need to actually interfere with and stop that. We honor you for that. We thank you for that. Especially all these new young police officers are coming through. They've got no life knowledge. They have no understanding of the way the world works. Literally like high school kids with a badge and a gun. It's not good. I look at them, they can't even look me in the eye. I see that in the military too. Young brainwashed men. Men who wanted to go fight for their country, and I honor that Anzac spirit, but you need to understand that the military is being used to destroy the planet. That's all the military is being used for. Instead of doing war games, why don't you get the military to go plant trees everywhere? Why don't we terraform the deserts in Australia and turn them into rainforests? Why don't we use all the military boats to clean up the oceans? We have all the technology and resources, money and power to have heaven on earth. We have free energy devices that have been hidden in the patents office from us. All the cars should be flying now. We shouldn't be using fuel, piston motors. It should be anti-gravitic technology, magnet technology. Everything should be wireless free energy. And let me tell you, when you have Tesla wireless free energy booming across the earth, the phone tower frequencies are instantly negated. So you can have phone towers and they don't harm you because the wireless free energy technology actually negates that. And it's healing energy. So you have a Tesla coil in your local town and everyone gets well from it. It's an orgone generator. Oh, we can't have that. We need metered powers so we can charge everyone. Or we can't have light bulbs that last forever. Let's get rid of that and change that. Does anybody know that? That they created a light bulb 100 years ago that never went out? They got rid of that because it wasn't a good business model. Same with batteries. All the original batteries were lead ion batteries and you just keep filling them up with distilled water. And they last 200 years. Well, they last as long as the package holding the battery lasts. Now we've got plastic, it should last 1,000 years. But we don't use those batteries anymore, really, do we? Oh, I've made them really expensive too. We just use sealed batteries and lithium batteries that you have to toss out after 10 years and replace them. And then they open them up and they service them and they just sell them back to you again. Another scam. But ultimately, we're at Earth School, guys. Every single thing you do, every gesture you make, the way you breathe, the way you stand, the way you talk, the way you act, is determining our trajectory right now. So it's time to be an outstanding citizen for love. Be an outstanding citizen for love. That came in my Harpe ceremony. I got a clear message and it said, Nate, just be an outstanding citizen for love. How easy is that? And love's not weak. Love is vicious. The love of a mother for her child. The love of human beings for each other in this beautiful earth. When evil comes at love will destroy evil. And it's okay. If that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen. If we have to get to the point where we need to destroy this evil, and I mean actually kill it off the face of the planet, then that's got to happen. We can't keep living like this. Even the dumbest of dumb people understand something is not right. Something is seriously not right on many fucking levels. Let alone once you start having the knowledge and understanding and the gnosis of the way this world works, everything goes off world. Everything goes multidimensional. We're living in a multidimensional reality. This 3D five senses little gig here is the children's playpen. We're in quarantine. You're not allowed to go out. One, because you'll get eaten up. And two, because why would you want all these delusional people here on Earth polluting the rest of the planetary solar system? People can't even live together in a community at the moment. People are getting divorced everywhere, terrible relationships. This is the Great Awakening. This is forcing people to go inwards and understand that maybe what we thought brought us happiness isn't actually what makes us happy. Maybe being possessed by our possessions and being obsessed with false material pride, fame and glamour, keeping up with the Joneses, competing against our fellow man, maybe that's actually not what makes us feel good. Maybe not. Maybe shopping isn't actually what makes me happy. A few things to think about, right? What brings you happiness? What actually makes you happy? I've realized of lately, just for me, sunsets. A direct view of a sunset, especially across a water source with no clouds. I could do that every afternoon and I'll never need anything. Sunset and a fire. So I'm chasing sunsets now. That's why I left. That's why I left my place, because I actually wanted more sun. So I've been living in a rainforest and I need sun. I'm a sun being, I'm a plasma being, I'm a lizard. I'll be happy living in the middle of a desert. 40-degree temperature, just laying down a rock like a lizard. I'll be happy. And all these little 1%, all these little realizations that we have about what makes us happy, that ultimately helps our cup to overflow. Sunsets, good food, stretching, yoga, mindfulness, growth, planting trees in the garden, planting seeds, giving back, helping other people, mentoring people. I always tell people, why don't you run men's circles? Why don't you have a gathering at your house? You have no excuse not to. Just invite 10 of your friends over, boil up some beautiful tea, sit down in a circle, have a fire on, and pass a talking stick around and go, hey, this is a talking stick. When you're holding the talking stick, only you can talk, no one else can talk, and just go, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're feeling right now. And the talking stick goes around, and by the end, you are deeply connected. How simple is that? And trust me, the fire will do its work. You have no excuse not to be organizing shit like that. You have no reason why you can't do things and create beauty in your local area and your family. Anything that you want to do, you should do it. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks or says. Fucking do it. Are you going to die with a pocket full of regrets? All the things you could have, should have, would have done, but you didn't do it? You're going to keep talking about the good old days? Come on, guys. Get out of the fucking past. The good old days is a real stupid thing to say. And anyone who's caught in the past, they're living in depression. And anyone who's constantly in the future, they're bringing in a lot of anxiety, you know? We've got to be here and we've got to be now. And we've got to raise our internal frequency. So in about 10 days, we have another chi transmission with my chi master. Now, if you guys listen to anything that I tell you, I'm telling you right now, this is the single most important thing you can do for your evolution, is do this meditation and follow Jake's work. Okay, out of everything I've ever told you want to hop, skip in your jump in your evolution? Do the work with Jake. Do this meditation. And then tell me I'm not right. Do the meditation, do the chi energy transmission, and tell me after that that wasn't the most profound thing you've ever done. I dare you. You won't. I've got hundreds of comments from all the people who have done it saying, Nate, I've been meditating for 15 years. I've never experienced something like that before. So it works. It's been verified. There's thousands of studies worldwide showing what group meditation does, let alone what chi energy transmission does, which is a whole nother level on top of that. So I want you guys to join us in this meditation. I want you to start doing your own meditation. I'd love everybody to start doing their own meditation. It's the key to inner happiness, that's for sure. So one thing that you can do, it's free, and you can change the course of history by doing it. How simple is that? You just sit in the comfort of your own home, put your music on, put some incense or something, get comfortable, dim the lights, put a candle on, close your eyes and have some you time. I guarantee you, if you meditate every day for a month, your life will change in ways you never thought possible. Every day, do it for 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, then go half an hour, then go 45, then do an hour, work your way up. If you can do 3, 4 hours of meditation a day, you are going to start activating your chi in your body. You're going to be connected to the universal ether. Parts of your brain are going to open, your body is going to heal, your energetic body will burn up the trauma and all the other drama that's been going on, and you're going to start turning into a light body. That's ultimately what we're aiming for. We're heading out of this carbon-based life form into a silica. life form. Crystalline. We are crystal beings. Anyhow, thank you for listening. Now, I could ask you to share these voice messages to other groups, to other people. It really helps me to get the message out. I've only got 5,000 followers, and I used to have, over 100,000 on a bunch of platforms. So it'd be nice to get this back up to quite a big following where I'm more motivated to post and do things, because right now it doesn't really seem worth it, you know? I love it, it's great, but it doesn't really seem worth it at the moment for the amount of time and effort I put in and researching and all that. And I guess that's part of the design, right? To make you feel like giving up. But I'm not going to give up. But all I'm asking, if you guys can share these voice messages with people, I know it impacts people. My words are my magic. It's always been the way. So the more you share, the more you help me. And I really appreciate it when you do. And I also appreciate the beautiful feedback. Now, in the next week, seeing my website's up and running again, which is www.innateawareness.com, innateawareness.com. All my stuff is going to be on my website, BitChute website. My computer program has been helping me, so it's going to be a one-stop shop for truth, media, videos, links, documents. I'll be doing all detoxing stuff on there, and a lot more interviews. A lot more health too. We've all got to look after our health through this time, and it's definitely not just physical health, that's spiritual health. That's why we're doing this meditation, to shift and clear and help people be in line with their greatest soul purpose. But yeah, so that website, we're up and running, and if you can direct people to there, great. My suppliers just messaged me, and he said that they're back in stock for CBD again. So if you guys are looking for Australia's finest CBD, biodynamic, let me know. If you're a man, woman, child, boy, cat, dog, horse, it will work amazingly for you. CBD actually down-regulates every other healing modality in the body. So the endocannabinoid system down-regulates every other healing modality in the human body. So without it, you can't reach pinnacle health. It sits at the top of the pyramid. And the deep state knew this. The system knew this. They're like, okay, we need to get rid of this incredibly healing plant. Let's just ban it. Let's starve them so their endocannabinoid system is not operating, and then we'll synthesize it, and then we'll sell it back to them, and we'll give them a poison mimic. That doesn't sound very familiar, does it? Same as tobacco, right? Take something that's very sacred to us. It's always been sacred to us. That's always been used for prayer. You take a bum puff and you blow it into the air and you make a prayer with it. It's for clearing also. Tobacco is medicine. You can use it as clearing, like sage. Very powerful, very grounding. And this has been the way we've lived before religion came in, before the whole fraud of religion came in, or religion. Humans were basically pagan. We were connected to the seasons, to the sun, to the moon, to the elements, to nature, and we worked and we lived in symbiosis. This is only a recent thing that these blood cults came in with all their false teachings. I understand that religion was created by the secret societies that run and rule every single facet of our lives. Don't think for a second that your religion is not being created by a secret society. They gave a religion for every corner of the globe. Think about it. They control every single facet of our lives: monetary, education, history, banking, military, the news, politics, government. Everything. What, you think they're going to leave out religion? You think that your religion just happened to get through? Yours is a true one? Come on. Of course, they're going to put lots of great stuff in the Bible, in the Quran, in the Torah, in the Bhagavad Gita, and all these religious texts. Of course. Otherwise, you wouldn't believe it. They've got to give you some cheese wedges for you to follow. But ultimately, you're missing out on the most important thing. We're multidimensional beings, and all you have to do is raise your internal frequency, and you're a piece of God. Why would you give your energy away to gods outside of you? Fairy tales. You're a creator being. You're an ISBE. You're all that ever is and all that ever will be. You should listen to the interview called Roswell Interview with an Alien. It's a transcript from the grey alien that they caught at Roswell. The transcript back and forth does a very, very good explanation of religion and the way our world's run. And now, I say this all the time before I finish up. If you guys listen to what I say and you appreciate what I say and you haven't bought these books yet, I don't sell these books, but I promote them every single time I do a podcast because they are the single best books I've read in my entire life, and that will drop you back into your heart. It will help you to remember what it's like to live in community. They talk about esoteric, religion, love, the rites of marriage, parenting, gardening, homesteads, extraterrestrials, the occults. Everything you can imagine is in these books. And they're called The Ringing Cedars of Russia. The Ringing Cedars of Russia. By the entire series, I recommend the black covers. There's two types. Buy the whole series, they're about 190 bucks. You can buy them from Australia. Read them and then thank me later. The Ringing Cedars of Russia, Anastasia, about a woman that lives in the forest in Siberia. And it's an incredible, incredible testimonial to what humans can be and our ultimate potential. All right, guys, this is 46 minutes. Chuck in the comments, CBD, if you're interested in CBD, I'll point you in the right direction. The MMS, the Black Seed, and all the other products will be on my website shortly. Just waiting for them to arrive. And I'll be using my website as a means to do the transactions and stuff because it's just been a nightmare doing it through my Telegram. Keep up the fight. Get into your inner practice. Take action. Don't slow down. Don't stop. But if you're burnt out, have a break. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a permission slip to relax and enjoy yourself. To all those people, the frontline workers, the police and the ambulance people and all that, who are getting coerced into taking these forced vaccines, just say no. Just exit. Your health, your life, your vitality, your children, your genetics, everything is more important than a job, a mortgage and money. Don't worry, you'll get through. You'll make it through and you'll be supported because this world is crumbling apart, and when we rebuild it, then we'll have a just judicial system. Then we'll have real leaders in power, and you'll love your jobs. And human beings will love living, and we won't be fighting. Stop fighting the protesters. Let them protest. Side with them. They're the ones fighting for your freedom. You may not realize now, but they are the front line against this tyranny. And if you don't understand yet, and you are a police officer, you are a scientist, you are a politician, look into lockstep. Look into Event 201. Look into the Great Reset. Look into Agenda 2030. It's all there. It's been there for 20 years. All right, beautiful people. This is Nate Max. I hope you have a beautiful day. Keep shining. I'll chat to you soon. Much love.